I need a few minutes. Let's just take a few minutes to charge my Kindle. I didn't do that, but I just thought we can reflect a little bit on the pandemic. For me, the effect really begins now because just about this time of the year, I'm getting ready to go to Vrindavan. And it's such a joy to kind of have that kind of consciousness. So for me, it's when it really changes, because I would be back in America anyway when the pandemic started. Yeah, and that joy of going to a holy place. Yeah, I remember in when I used to have to do some work in Delhi for the management I was doing in Vrindavan. And I would get back, and remember one time I got back, and just as the train got in, I saw that across the track, the train to Vrindavan was going, which was 1 meter gauge, basically a choo-choo train, not an electric train. And I just ran across the, I ran across the platform and jumped on the train. And it's so great with the smoke coming in and just going to Vrindavan. And I think it's a place mostly where sadhus would sleep and sadhus. And I remember just going on that train and then chanting, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna. Jaya Vrindavan, Sri Govinda, Gopinatha, Madana Mohan. It was so much fun. And just to keep on talking a little bit too is, I know people don't attend both classes, but at the 11 o'clock class, I'm going to do the Akura Lila again, which is all about the consciousness that brings us to Vrindavan and the excitement that brings us to Vrindavan, the kind of mood. When I get off the plane in Delhi, I already feel Vrindavan. And Akura, his bhav, his mood when he's going to Vrindavan, that mood. Today I will see the Lord of my life. Today I will see the Lord of my life. So that's so it's a little bit different, but our philosophy is that the results are up to Krishna, and our responsibility is to respond to the world. The results we can't change. So it's Krishna. And I also saw so much good from this pandemic. I'm giving three classes now on Zoom. That wouldn't have happened without the pandemic. And the fact, I know different people have different karma, different hardships, etc. But just the fact that people are home more and traveling less. Traveling is in the mode of passion. Modern traveling is in the mode of passion. And the symptom of the mode of passion is that it increases hankering and it increases suffering. So I think there's some advantages to it also. So now let me get my Kindle. I gave my introductory rap to let it kind of fill up. Be right this way. Okay. Thank you for waiting like that. Reading from the Chaitanya Bhagavat, Madhya Lila, Chapter 3, I got to find the text. I'm sorry about this. Take a second. Okay. (clears throat) 437. This has been quite a, This has been quite a chapter. We're still in it, and we've done over 400 texts just in this chapter. So 436. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Sarva Mukhi Harinam Suni Prabhu Hase Nachiya Chaliya Prabhu Sridhare Ravasi. The Lord smiled as he heard the name of Hari emanating from everyone's mouth. The Lord then danced down the road to the resident of Sridhar. Omagyana Timarandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Taksu Unmalatamyena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vayebhacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Siadvaita Gadadhar Sivas Adhi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we're verse after verse seeing the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Nagar Kirtan. And I always start with that image. How many people were there that if a mustard seed fell from the sky, it wouldn't fall to the ground, and all the torches and the kirtans and the dancing and Lord Chaitanya, and just this beautiful scene and the decorations and the mango leaves and the conch shells and people. It's just so beautiful. And the main thing is Mahotsava, festival, Maha, great, Utsava, enthusiasm from the heart, Sankirtan. Group bliss is higher than, what is it? Group bliss is higher than individual bliss. That's why Sankirtan is better than Kirtan. There's effect when you do it together that invokes some special mercy. Why does it invoke some special mercy? Because who is Lord Chaitanya? Sankirtanaika Pitaro, he is the father of Sankirtan. So Sankirtan is the child of Lord Chaitanya, specifically Sankirtan. This chanting together, and it gives pleasure, and therefore there's a special benediction to it. What to speak, it's in the right way, it's easier to think of yourself less when you're in a group. That's the whole purpose of rasa, to experience deep devotion, that you have a kind of a unity, a camaraderie that makes you forget for a little while that you are the center. And it's that consciousness that I am the center is the consciousness that actually covers the soul from experiencing the energy of God and the relationship with God, which is prema. So they're experiencing this prema. And now Lord Chaitanya, so many people, he's going to a particular person's house. And it's always significant when the Lord visits one's house, or one gets an instruction from the Lord or from the pure devotee. I know in the Sakura Leela that we're going to do later, you know, Akura, one day Kamsa, he's working for Kamsa. We go get Krishna and Balaram, bring him back to Vrindavan, bring him back to Mathura. What was the emotion when that day happened? What is the emotion physically? What is your mind thinking when you are called to go get Krishna? When you are called to go get Krishna, what? So what is it like? The Lord comes to your house. Actually, this is the whole purpose of Vedic culture. There's an interesting verse in the Bhagavatam that says, Dharmasya yapavargasya. That Dharma is meant for liberation. So how is Dharma meant for liberation? And when they talk about Dharma, they mean ordinary religious activities, the culture, the etiquette. How is Dharma meant for liberation? The Vaishnav commentators say that because if you are dharmic, you will open your house to sadhus. And one of those sadhus may be a Vaishnav. And I've actually always seen this in devotees. When a devotee has the mood that and the consciousness that I want to host sadhus, then it doesn't matter where they stay, somehow or other sadhus show up. Krishna. And this is the point here with Sridhar. He is the poorest person imaginable. If they'll describe what his income is from selling banana leaves. I mean, it's not a lucrative startup. What he did have is a heart of devotion. And this is how bhakti works. Our heart and the consciousness in our heart is the pleasure of God. That's the whole purpose of chanting. It's not just the syllables. The syllables are carrying the consciousness. And when the syllables don't carry the consciousness, one Vaishnavacharya describe it like a gun that shoots blanks. It makes a noise like something is happening, but the effect is not there. And this is what bhakti means. Bhakti means that we're offering our heart to God, and God is listening. God is listening attentively. And when he hears our heart and he hears our desire, then he makes arrangements and he comes. This is the process of bhakti. We offer our hearts to Krishna. We offer our hearts to Krishna. I'm pausing because I had a point that skipped my mind and I thought it was good enough point that I should stop a second and see if I can remember it about offering our hearts to Krishna. Anyway, Lord danced to the resonance of Sridhar. The Lord then entered Sridhar's heart house, which consisted of one's broken room. So this is what attracts God. When I came back from upstate, I saw on my desk that Kamala Radha, disciple of Narendran Swami, had sent me a book, which I guess it was called The Nectar of Lockdown, and someone put it together with excerpts from his lectures. And one of his points was how insignificance is significant. Humility. Negative attracts positive. I think that's there in, you know, ordinary physics. You know, negative pole attracts the positive pole. This is the way bhakti is. When we have that humility, it creates a great force to attract God. And that actually becomes significant. He was telling the story of Sudama Brahmana, that he was so poor. He went to school with Krishna, but he was so poor. Because, you know, a Brahmin wouldn't take employment from anybody. And they just, in Vanashram system, there's the four Vanas, Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Sudra. One way, I heard this from Sadhu in Vrindavan, to distinguish between the different Varnas is the level of faith. And the Sadhu explained to me, he said that a Brahmin has complete faith in Krishna. Therefore, he doesn't necessarily have to have employment. He just depends on Krishna. And just, you know, gives knowledge without any expectation for remuneration. Because once there's expectation for remuneration, it affects what you say. Society needs people who are detached, because detached people can speak the truth. And without detached people who can speak the truth, there won't be truth in society. And there won't be check on untruth. And it's very, very hard to be completely detached. Because if you're afraid of what you can lose, people can shut you up quickly by threatening to take it, or your fear of that. So Brahmin means he has complete faith in Krishna. Kshatriya, he also has a lot of faith, but he has to have his own land, his kingdom. He has to control something. Otherwise, he's not secure. And without security, there's no peace. Without peace, it's hard to execute spiritual life. There has to be some. And he said the Vaishya has good qualities, but he can't be secure unless he cheats. It's allowed. For you, I make no profit. That's an absolute lie. You deal like that. That profit motive, there has to be some sense of cheating in one sense. I mean, within the occupation, not within your life. So that he has less faith. And a sudra has to work for someone, otherwise they're not secure. So Sridhar is a pure Vaishnav. He just sells some banana leaves, then spends 50% of his income worshiping the Ganga. He has that kind of faith, but, and it's Krishna, the results are Krishna. And it's not much. At Sridhar's doorway, he had one iron water pot that had been repaired a number of times. Even a thief would not steal it. You know, when I think about that, and I think about the American consumer culture, the amount of garbage we have, I'm talking about myself, the amount of things that we have and have to have and continue to have and continue to buy, and the number of clothes and the number of shoes and the number of things and the number of this and the number of that. Read Dayananda Maharaj, I heard him once give a lecture. He talked about in the early days of ISKCON, his only possession was his bead bag. And it's not a joke, because when I first came to the temple, I don't buy this standard. We didn't have our own clothes. There was a common laundry. And in the morning, you'd go and get your clothes. And the temples were so poor. We didn't even have tilak. We had some kind of cement we put on our face, some kind of clay. And they were so poor. You know, where do you get clothes? So if you were late, you didn't have a kurta. You'd have like a dhoti and an Hawaiian shirt, or a dhoti and a poncho, or something like that. But he said, those are my happiest days. And that's what one of the niyams is, contentment, santosh. And what does santosh means? You'll be happy when enough. Talk to my audience. Do you feel that way? Enough. I have enough. Because content, what's inside, is fulfilling, not what's around you. Happiness is the consciousness, it's not things. We may have things to help the consciousness, if that's the purpose of those things. Even a thief would not steal it. Yeah, living in Vrindavan in the early days, I didn't have a paisa to my name. It's so much change now, not a paisa. Couldn't even buy a drink. As Mahaprabhu danced in Sridhar's courtyard, he saw that pot of water. To display his love for his devotees, Sri Satchinandana suddenly picked up the iron water pot. Mahaprabhu then drank water from the pot in his own ecstasy. Who had the power to stop him? Sridhar explained, I'm finished. He has come to my house to kill me. These are very high sentiments of devotion. You only want to serve. And now God is taking your remnants. Remember, we read the story of Advaitacharya, that he was always upset because Lord Chaitanya would worship him. Because he was Acharya, he was Advaitacharya, and Lord Chaitanya always wanted that. Lord Chaitanya always wanted that. Lord Chaitanya always wanted to revere Advaitacharya. Imagine in a relationship with Prabhupada how bad it would be if he only wanted to worship you, and your strongest desire was to have the bhav of his service. So what Advaitacharya did is he preached a kind of impersonalist philosophy, and he got so angry that Lord Chaitanya beat him. And then he was so happy. He's accepted me as his servant. So this is the kind of mood This is the kind of mood of the devotee. He cherishes service. it's antithetical to material consciousness. Material consciousness is I want the center. And we struggle with that. And that's why we get upset, why our ego, why we're defending, why we never admit we're wrong, why we have ambition, why we have envy. Because that consciousness is so much in us. But the devotee is, the real devotee is the opposite. He wants anything but to be in the center. In fact, in the story of Brihad Bhagavatamrita, when Gop Kumar, when Narada Muni is looking for the topmost devotee, and every devotee he goes to points to someone higher. And so, no, I'm not a devotee, he's higher. We're looking for aggrandizement and glorification and praise. Why the center? Because the center is the position of power. The periphery is the position of service. And that's what we value. In Vrindavan, I used to be in charge of the kitchens once. I didn't have a cook, but I had some management ability, and it was like a side thing I did. And especially I'd organized the feasts. And we didn't have facility then, and there was a time in the middle 80s where some of the leaders were falling away naturally. In Prabhupada's presence, they were able to be inspired at a level of renunciation that they couldn't maintain without his personal association. That was just a fact. So after Prabhupada went, those that were inspired in that way, you know, to take positions of leadership by Prabhupada and did incredibly wonderful service, a lot of them struggled without Prabhupada's personal. And then quite a few of them left the sannyas ashram, and some of them were gurus. And all of a sudden, this cloistered movement where no one lived outside the temples. No one lived outside the temples. Everyone was practically within the temple jurisdiction. Now, all of a sudden, all these people needed shelter, and they started to flood into Vrindavan. Just about the time we started the VIHE, Vrindavan Institute for Higher Education, which was the first education in ISKCON, formal education in ISKCON, started by Bhurijan Prabhu. And then they came, and when did they came? They came in Kartik. No one came in Kartik before. They only came at Gaur Purnima with the temple authorities. They started coming to Kartik, and especially Prabhupada's disappearance day was there in Govardhan Puja. So we'd have two huge feasts. Anyway, I got off on a tangent, but I'll go anyway. We had two huge feasts, maybe I'll remember. And yeah, I remember now. And I was charged with organizing them. And we'd have the supreme gourmet feasts with all-star cooks. And we didn't really have a proper kitchen. We didn't certainly have gas. And we had no prasadam hall. We had to stuff the people in the temple and some on the roof. And then I was very particular that the serving would be done properly. And then there was almost two classes of devotees. One class of devotees who rushed to the front of the line to sit down at the beginning, and those who rushed to serve the prasadam. And the ones at the beginning, they would always annoy me, because if there was a cheese subji, they'd want the server to scoop it out for them, even if there was nothing left for anybody else. That really annoyed me. And I made sure it didn't happen. So this desire for the center, and therefore someone's honoring you by taking their remnants, and they're so revered for someone in this consciousness of wanting to serve, this is death. This is death. After speaking in this way, the pious Sridhar lost consciousness because the emotion was so strong. No, you can't serve me. No, that's not my position. And my position is your servant. This is so inauspicious. And it was so emotional for him that he just lost consciousness. And then the Lord said, today my body has become purified. There's a commentary that it describes, this is very nice, that the Lord is bhava grahi. Grahi means possess or appreciate sentiments. That this is the whole point. The Lord is bhava grahi. He appreciates sentiments. And that's what he wants. He wants our sentiments of service, pure service. And pure service means we're doing it without any motive. We don't want anything in return. Savai pumso paro dharmo yato bhaktir adoksati hoitaki apatiyata. There is no cause. There is no cause. It means there's no motive. I'm not doing this for anything outside of love. And that what pleases everyone. That's what pleases our hearts. That's what we're starved for. That's what we're looking for. We're looking for those types of relationships. That's what we want more than anything else. In one form or another, we are nourished by relationships. There's this, I said about this before, the study done at Harvard University that only Harvard University can do. I believe it started in 1940 or 1950. I don't know if anybody, there are a few people still alive from the original thing. And they had 200 people from South Boston, a kind of a very working class neighborhood, and 200 from Harvard, and they followed their lives. So by the time these people reached 70 years old, they could look back and make a determination that this person is healthy. What are the main factors in life that causes health? They did this. This is one of the things, health. So exercise was important, diet was important, but the main thing was the number of quality relationships one had in their life. This is the essence of reality. The essence of reality is rasa vai saha. The ultimate reality is an exchange of love. That's the essence of the Ladini Shakti. The essence of Ladini Shakti is Krishna Prem. And what is material enjoyment? It's that energy reflected in the world in a perverted way. So this is what God wants and what he wants from us. Not some significance, your service certainly can be manifest through grand things and big accomplishments. And obviously consciousness is reflected in service. What pleases Lord is not the external, but the consciousness. And that's what he sees. We'll see that in the Akura story. Akura was serving Kamsa, so he was, oh my God, I'm coming to see the Lord. I'm his devotee. What are they, he's going to think that I'm serving Kamsa? Of course, his serving Kamsa was glorious. He did that so he may have this opportunity to go to Vrindavan and one see. But then he got confidence. No, God sees the hearts of everyone. And that's the essence of worship. It's not just the flower. It's not the chamer. It's not the fan. It's not the ghee lamp. It's the heart. The ghee lamp represents the heart. And Lord Chaitanya says, now I've attained devotional service to Vishnu. After speaking these words, tears flowed from his eyes. The water from a devotee, the remnants, there's different things. The prasad of the devotee. The merciful Gauranga revealed to everyone that one attains devotional service to Vishnu by drinking a Vaishnava's water. I'm not going to tell the story, but I've told it before. My full commitment to Krishna consciousness only came after 4 years knowing about Krishna consciousness and practicing it to some degree, when I was fortunate enough to get a rasgulla from Prabhupada's hand. Kadamba Mala in my room put a picture up there of not me particularly, but Prabhupada handing those rasgullas. To become freed from all sinful reactions, learned persons sincerely beg for the Lord's remnants, foods offered by a Vaishnava or the Vaishnava's remnants. If one is unable to obtain those, he should drink the remnants of a Vaishnava's water or the water that has washed his feet. This is the dearest thing to God, is one who has those sentiments of devotion. Sri Krishna Karshani, Sandrandana Vishesh Atma, it attracts Krishna even, that devotion. When the devotees saw the Lord display his affection for his devotee, they all began to cry in great ecstasy. So he came in, I suppose, you know, there's thousands of people and maybe a few of the close associates came in. And they're also this heart. They're all heart. They're overcome with emotion. Their heart's already purified by the holy name. And then they see this humble, humble devotee collapse on the floor, seeing Lord Chaitanya taking this iron pot that even a thief wouldn't take, and honoring the water that this devotee was taking. And then Lord Chaitanya saying, now I've gotten the mercy of Vishnu. And what a scene. Nityananda, Gadadhar, Advaita, and Srivas all fell to the ground crying. This is what the reality must be like. If Lord Chaitanya is God and they're experiencing prema, what is the force of that emotion? Haridas, Gangadas, Vakreshwar, Murari, Mukunda, and Sri Chandrasekhar all began to cry. Govinda, Govinda Nandana, Sri Garba, Sriman, Kashivara, Sri Jagannanda, Ram also began to cry. Jagadish, Gopinath, Nandana, Acharya, Shuklambar, Garuda, many others all began to cry. Millions of people held their heads, cried, and exclaimed. I'm going to read this in the... Okay. They exclaimed, O dear Krishna, O Lord of the helpless. Is God helping us to be helpless so that we can actually have some feeling in the heart for service, for shelter? You can't have that with some kind of pride. You can't bow down sincerely Janmaishvarya Shruta Shribir Edamana Badat Navahadya Budaitumvai Twam Akinchana Gochara. One who is intoxicated by his birth, his opulence, these are Queen Kunti's spirit, Janmaishvara Shruta, his education, Shribir's aristocracy, his partner in the opposite sex, beautiful women, whatever. Then he can't call God feelingly. But who can? Akinchana. Akinchana Gochara. Gochara means the lineage of Akinchana. Akinchana means without anything, that consciousness. Prabhupada once commented, he saw he said it was a hobo in the Calcutta train station, just had a little stick with a little cloth bag and some things. And Prabhupada said he wasn't Akinchana. He had some sense of possessiveness. Remember when I used to visit the Keshavaji Gaudiya Math where Prabhupada took sannyas, where Prabhupada donated to this day their, I think it was their Chaitanya Mahaprabhu deities, and where room where Prabhupada stayed. The Mahant there, Srila Narayan Maharaj, told me that when he used to go into Prabhupada's room, Prabhupada was so poor at the time, having left household life, that even the quilt that Prabhupada had many holes in it, and Narayan Maharaj would have to take off, the sannyas has the uttariya, and he'd have to put it. He said, what was Prabhupada like to talk about? He'd like to talk about the Pandavas. Although they were the emperors of the world, they were Akinchana. They didn't have that sense of possessiveness. It's not just not having objects, it's not having the concept that there are. I am unable to describe what happened at Sridhar's house where loving devotional service was fully manifested. So he's trying to write about this and he's trying to communicate this with all the people falling down and crying and the bhav and the emotion. But he's not able to explain it in words properly. But he tries. As everyone cried and chanted the names of Krishna in ecstasy, Gaurchandra smiled, for his mission was fulfilled. And what was his mission? His mission was that people would be in ecstasy. Oh, brothers, just see the glories of the devotees. The Lord displays his greatest affection for the devotees. It was an iron water pot filled with water meant for external use, yet the Lord most affectionately drank all of it. So it wasn't even for drinking. For going to the bathroom, maybe for showering, I don't know. It was meant for external use. So the Lord taught how to respect devotees. I think this is a lesson that we cannot stress enough, really. How to respect devotees and how to err on the side of caution. Not to just see people's conditioning, but to see their inspired side of serving Krishna. Otherwise, we'll never respect anyone. Prabhupada said, just like the moon is so bright, but some people will criticize the pox on the moon. People are serving through a body, and a body generally is moving by karma. That's why even a devotee becomes liberated, the body still goes because they need the body to practice to get prema. Otherwise, devotional service would lead to everyone dying. Because once they became liberated, they would die. If the karma stops, the body stops. So we're dealing with different people, with different personalities, with different proclivities, with different likes. But the Vaishnava tries not to fall into that world of duality. Trinada pi suniche na torora pi sahishna na amanina madanena kirtaniya siddhar. One should chant the holy name of the Lord in a humble state of mind, thinking oneself more tolerant than the tree, lower than the straw in the street, devoid of all sense of false prestige, and ready to offer all respects for others. Ready to offer all, expecting no honor for myself, but ready to offer all respects to others. Look how Lord Chaitanya saw before the external. How poor this person was. But he saw the essence just to teach people. When the devotee, the Lord developed the transcendental desire to drink, that devotee's water became the purest nectar. So sometimes food tastes better when you're hungry. Water is more relishable when you're thirsty. I saw this because I was sick. I had to go on a diet. But I'm enjoying. But as a result, I'm never really full. So whenever I eat, I'm hungry. I'm really hungry. And I relish more. I relish more. I had those organic blueberries in the morning and I just was relishing. So Lord Chaitanya develops desires for our service. If you really love the Lord and you have a relationship and you have a deity and you forget to feed the deity will be starving. You bathe the deity in cold water in the winter, the deity will get cold because he's developing a need to satisfy your desire to serve. That's the nature of God. So when he wanted to drink, then it was nectar. The Lord drank from such a pot to reveal the glories of devotional service. And to show that from the spiritual point of view, everything that belongs to a Vaishnava is pure. Okay, I'm going to stop right here for today. I will have another class at 11, and then I have something to do after that where I have to speak something too. So would anybody like to share a reflection?
Hari Bol Maharaj.
Hari Bol. Shubhuna Jaya.
Thank you so much for class. I was really loving the point. If you have, well, I wrote it down. If you're afraid of what you can lose, people can control you. I just thought that was such a brilliant point. And the point of like the old thing of like, even a pauper can be proud of his penny. It isn't what you have. It's the consciousness of I'm the haver. And that's such a brilliant point. So thank you for sharing that.
I learned that from trying to get a rickshaw in Vrindavan to Lloyd Bazaar. And if I was attached, if I was attached, I'd have to pay more. But if I was actually willing to walk, the price would come down. So they knew that secret. They can control you by your, that's why they'd like drive away, you know, like test you. Okay. Anybody else like to share a reflection from the class?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Thanks for the amazing class, Maharaj. I love the point that you said about not seeing people's conditioning, but seeing they're aspiring something like that.
Inspired side.
And if we want to see others' karmas, then I mean, if we want to wait that they become karmaless, then that's death. So we can see the other part of them. The good parts.
Thank you. Very good. Nice to see you both. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. Good. I love
Maharaj.
Yeah.
I like your Rasgulla story because ultimately Krishna consciousness comes from the higher taste and then we start understanding the philosophy. So you demonstrated that.
That's actually true. Yeah. It was true. You look very mystical in your room. I don't know why it's...
Oh, because it's dark.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The light's not... It's a cell phone connection.
No. That's okay. That's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no. Oh, there you are.
Let there be light.
Okay. Well, yeah. And I remember that. It was such an amazing thing. You know, the transformation. The consciousness, because it was something I couldn't do for 4 years, and then all of a sudden I can do it.
I had a similar experience, so I can relate.
Thank you so much, Hari Bo.
Hare Krishna.
Anybody else like to say hello?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Kemala Tarada Sebastian.
Hey, Hari Bhav. Good to see you both.
Maharaj?
Yeah.
Likewise. Thank you so much for class. Sebastian asked me to say something that it is something that we know, and it seems like we always get to know about it in every class, every time we study, but it's such a great reminder always to be reminded of forgetting about the fruits of any service we do.
Wow, thank you. Hare Bo. Great. That's nice. Good. Who else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, it's Leela Vrindavan. Greetings from Ecuador.
Oh, wow, you're already there, huh?
We're here, Kishore Chandra. It's beautiful, so.
It's a nice place where you are?
It's a almost like a mansion, and we're really confused how Krishna arranged that we're just like staying here somehow. But I was just remembering as you were speaking about like enough is enough, and I've been feeling that a lot here. Like there's just a certain level of needs for contentment, and then beyond that is just like extra, it's just dead matter.
So well, that's interesting, yeah. But that's what Krishna provided.
Mm-hmm.
Right, you didn't endeavor for it, so
yeah. So
now you have to be tested not to become attached when the next time you get a hole in the wall. I live like that in Vrindavan.
Mm-hmm.
I really made up my mind to just accept whatever Krishna gave as mercy because I didn't have the karma to get my own place. So I just say, generally I had, Girirad Swami gave me his place, Satrup Maharaj gave me his place, but I never, and then at one time, really, I didn't have a place. I had like a hole in the wall, but I just decided that to live in Vrindavan is so wonderful that anything I got was mercy. And now I got my own place and I can't go there. Okay. Well, Good. Enjoy the place there in Krishna.
Thank you for taking us to Vrindavan, Maharaj.
Okay, Hari Bo. Good. Leela, nice to see you. Leela Vrindavan. I want to say both because there's so many Leelas. Okay. Anybody else? That's nice.
Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj, Lal Govinda.
And Raja Hare Krishna.
Hari Bo.
Well, thank you for a great class.
Okay, good. Okay, Hari Bo.
Hari Bo.
Good. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Bunda.
Bunda. Hare Bo. Good.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Namaskar here. Thank you for the class.
Okay, good. And I saw Tota was there. That's good. Who else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Okay, I see a Kinchana Bhakta. Okay, and that's...
Akiko here.
Akiko.
Hi.
Wow. Okay, Hari Bo. Good.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Thank you for the class.
Hari Bo.
Beautiful.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Thank you for a very great class. It was
nice to see you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Yeah, who else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. This is Sri Gandharika.
Oh, great. Thank you. Nice to hear you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. It's Varshana Lali.
Varshana Lali. Wow. What a great
I
name.
Love Keene.
I love that place. I love that place. What?
I just want to say a general comment about the class. You know, I was listening. I was walking. And it's just, it's so amazing how you take a verse or, you know, a story and you just make it so much more accessible and just really with so much personal meaning. And it just really kind of enters me in a different way when I hear it through your words.
Well, thank you. I've been practicing for 50 years. I should get good at it. Okay. Anybody else? Thank you, Varshana Lali.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Gail here.
Hey, Hari Bo, Gail. Good. Anybody else? Okay. Anybody around at 11 o'clock will go into the Akura Leela. Okay. Hari Bo. Vanshakalpa to Visakha.